I'm in now Buckerheads, and I'm talking to Councillor David Jones.
G'day, Ben.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
That's great. I believe you were at a council meeting on the 17th of March, and you had a bit of a proposal.
I did. I put up a notice of motion that we ban or prohibit caravan parks in rural areas. And the reason I did that was because there's been a bit of community concern recently around sort of the expansion of the towns, and maybe in an unsustainable way. So this is a way where councillors and the council can have be a little bit proactive and say that we want to control our development. So I put that up at the meeting.
And this would be a change to the local environment plan?
A change to the LEP and the LEP. And I think it's one of the things that we can do is we can be reactive. We can move with the times and we can make decisions that change the planning, change the rules, if you like. And I think that's important. It's one of the few powers that the council has.
And if there was to be a proposal, we want to have a caravan park on rural land at the moment, that is valid in rural areas?
It is valid, but it's a bit of a grey area. And I think this is one of the concerns that I have, is that one of the questions we asked the planning staff at that meeting was, what is a caravan park? And this is where it gets murky, because a caravan park may have 3 or 4 caravans and then 200 manufactured homes. Well, that's not really a caravan park, in my opinion, and the case law, if you like, is still murky. So that's a bit of a loophole there, and I think that we need to be clear around caravan parks and their structure. And if you can't control it, maybe we've reached a point where we need to prohibit it.
So there's no specific number of manufactured homes to caravans.
That's a
loose definition there.
That's one of the issues. So I've done this, put up this motion right across the council. Now, we know that there is some interest for a caravan park / manufactured homes at Scott's Head. That's not the issue for me. The issue is around the planning right across the Shire. It's a beautiful place to come and live. We've got 10 caravan park / manufactured homes in this area. It's a huge number. You know, all the way from Farringdon Village, which is a strict manufactured home, 200 plus homes, to places like the V-Wall down there where they've got a mixture of caravan parks and manufactured homes. But we've got 10 of these in the whole council, across the whole council, and that to me is probably enough. And I'm particularly concerned if we have these sort of developments coming on the fringes, it's going to push our infrastructure to the limit, sewerage, water, etc.
So really they should be on residential land.
Well, this is what this proposal would mean, is that they'd have to be on residential land, or, you know, very immediately next to residential land.
And you were also telling me that when it comes to vote on a particular development application, you have to vote as per the LEP yourself. You can't necessarily just decide to go your own way on a proposal if the staff are advising.
That's right. As a councillor, sometimes you can vote any way you like maybe around the sale of public land, you can vote any way you like as a council owner. But when you come to the LEP, it's like being on the jury. If you imagine we're on a murder trial and we turn up, we have to listen to the evidence. We have to take the judge's direction. So it's the same here. As much as you might hate doing it, the community might be up in arms around a project, but if it's legal, we have to respect that. And it's a difficult one, but I think if the planners come back and tell us that a proposal fits the criteria and meets all the requirements, we have to vote. If we don't, what happens is they take us to the run up the food chain, and you could lose, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal costs. We're such an attractive place to come to live. Why wouldn't you come and live here in your retirement? But what I'm saying is that we need to draw the line somewhere and say, right across the Shire, let's prohibit these, because we just can't balance. We can't keep our balanced lifestyle if that happens.
And that's within zoning. You're not prohibiting them outright.
That's exactly right. So all that motion last night was about was consolidating, getting in control of our development and letting the community have a sense that they know what the parameters are.
And what was the result of that vote?
It's been deferred for 2 weeks. We're going to go talk to the lawyers to make sure that we're not behaving like the jurors who walk in and say, guilty, Your Honour, before they've heard the evidence. So we just want to make sure we don't break any rules there, but I don't mind saying, as hard as it is, I think that the councillors have to vote according to the the rules, if you like.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to do is change the rules.
Okay. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Ben.
Awesome.